KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a 30% chance of showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies, a high around 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, there are at least three school board meetings set to take place this evening here in the KJAN listening area. The CAM school board meeting begins at 5 o'clock in the high school media center with discussion and or action on the following matters: bids for mowing, setting the dates and times for public hearings on the 2018-19 school calendar and budget, consideration of approval for a fundraiser, lease loan agreement for computers, sharing a business manager with the Atlantic School District, a staffing plan for the 2018-19 school year, and the adoption of a budget guarantee resolution. The Griswold School Board will meet at 5:30 p.m. this evening in the central office of the middle school high school building, and their session will begin with public hearings on the 2018-19 budget and school calendar. Regular business includes, but is not limited to, the consideration of a change order, approval of the 2018-19 budget and school calendar, mowing bids, and bus purchase bids. The Griswold School Board will also discuss and act on approving the Elementary Playground Committee, possible action on second grade for 2018-19, also driver's ed fees and other matters. Their meeting is expected to conclude with a closed session on a personnel matter. And in Elkhorn, the Exira EHK School Board will meet at 7 p.m. in the conference room at the Elkhorn building. Some new business on their agenda includes, among other things, the opening and consideration of sealed bids, a resolution directing the sale of general obligation school bonds, approval of a budget guarantee resolution to levy property tax for fiscal year 2018-19 for the regular program budget adjustment, and the setting of a public hearing for April 9th on the proposed 2018-19 budget, along with approval of certified teachers and support staff and administration salaries. Creston police report several arrests took place over the weekend at around 6 p.m. Saturday. 27-year-old Scott Draman of Creston was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. He was cited and then released on a promise to appear in court. And 20-year-old Natalie Esslinger of Creston was arrested at around 12:35 a.m. Saturday on two counts of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. She was transported to the Adams County Jail and later released on a $3,300 bond. At around 6:30 p.m. Friday, 68-year-old Richard Cunningham of Creston was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. He was cited and released on a promise to appear in court. A little after 3 p.m. on Friday, Creston police arrested 26-year-old Joshua Jones of Shenandoah for domestic abuse. He was later released on $1,000 bond. Creston police arrested 26-year-old Anthony Cross of Creston at around 10:30 a.m. Friday. He was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original controlled substance violation charge. Bond was set at $10,000. And at around 9 a.m. Friday, 33-year-old Maxine Burton of Thayer was arrested in Creston for driving while suspended. She was later released on a $300 bond from the Adams County Jail. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the City Council in Sioux City is considering more than $12 million in assistance for a $56 million project to convert two historic downtown buildings into luxury apartments and a nearly 150-room hotel. Developer Lou Weinberg and St. Louis-based developer Restoration St. Louis plan to turn the former Warrior Hotel and Davidson buildings into a Marriott brand hotel. The Sioux City Journal says the financial package would include a partially forgivable $5 million loan, a portion of the city's share of the hotel motel taxes generated by the facility, property tax incentives, and reduced rates for city ramp parking. The council could vote on the package as early as today. Well, a group that operates a website about the Jody Huizentrout case says they've discovered search warrants were recently executed tied to the case of the missing Mason City television anchor. Bob Fisher reports from Mason City.
John Van Sines has claimed he was the last person to see Huizentrout alive, saying that she stopped at his house the night before her disappearance in 1995. Van Sines moved to Arizona more than 20 years ago. The website findjody.com says that search warrants were issued on March 20th of last year for two vehicles belonging to Van Sines. The warrants were sealed the next day and were resealed in October of last year for an additional year. Bay City Police say that the search warrants are part of their ongoing investigation in the case. Huizentrout disappeared from the parking lot of her Mason City apartment building on June 27, 1995.
And officials say a man's body has been found on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. The body was found at around 2:45 p.m. Sunday outside of an empty commercial building that is used to handle overflows from a homeless shelter. Officials are investigating what they say is an unattended death. The man's name has not been released.
Davenport police are investigating after an 80-year-old woman fell victim to a scam artist who claimed he was checking water meters. Velma Holmes answered a knock on her door Thursday from a man claiming he was with Iowa American Water Company. She took him to the basement to show him her meter. The next day, she realized that money and valuables worth $20,000 were missing, including her wedding ring. Experts encourage Iowans to make sure a company name is on the car of anyone who comes to the home. Iowa American Water Company said their employees always carry a company-issued photo identification and will never enter a customer's home demanding access or payment to avoid shutting off the water. An Iowa power company has sent help to restore power to the East Coast, which has been slammed by three powerful winter storms in a span of 2 weeks. Mid-American Energy of Des Moines sent 78 employees to Rye, New York late last week to help utility crews restore power after a major recent storm left 200,000 people without electricity. Mid-American Energy's response followed New York-based energy company Con Edison's mutual aid request. Mid-American sent caravans of 62 line workers and 16 support staff from across its service area to help repair infrastructure and restore electrical service. Officials in South Central Iowa say an elderly couple has been killed in a fire that tore through condominiums in Centerville. The fire occurred late Thursday night at the Diamond View condominiums. When firefighters arrived, they found heavy smoke and fire coming from the two buildings. Centerville police officers had rescued two residents from one building, but two others couldn't be reached. Firefighters were able to control the blaze within 3 hours. They found an older couple dead in one of the buildings. Their bodies were taken to the state medical examiner's office for identification. The cause of the fire is under investigation by the Centerville Police Department and the state fire marshal's office. First daughter Ivanka Trump, a senior advisor to President Trump, is scheduled to visit Iowa today. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Ivanka Trump and Governor Kim Reynolds will visit a center in Waukee where high school students gain professional experience by working on high-tech projects for local businesses. It's the same center Apple CEO Tim Cook visited last August. Last Friday, Ivanka Trump said in a written statement she and Reynolds have worked closely on a number of workforce development initiatives. Trump said her visit to Iowa is meant to highlight how important workforce development and the president's infrastructure plan are to unleashing the economy and promoting prosperity. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And I should note as well that Ivanka Trump and Iowa's governor will host a roundtable discussion today with some of the students who are working on high-tech projects for local Iowa businesses. Educators and state officials will also be a part of the discussion. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.